This is
Tears of Scrutiny. Hey there, welcome back to Tears of Scrutiny. My name is Eva Ethan.
And I'm Bri Sedona.
And on today's episode, we're going to be talking about the much newsworthy, very much talked about conversation of of presidential immunity and Trump v. U.S.
Yes.
So President Donald Trump has claimed that he is immune from criminal litigation regarding his presidential acts, I think specifically referring to his actions on January 6, 2021.
Yes.
Okay, so let's get into it.
So the Supreme Court has fast-tracked the oral argument to late April, April 25th, because mm-hmm. this is a case that they are quite concerned about. Mm-hmm. You will be hearing this episode 10 days before that hearing. Mm-hmm. So after that hearing and after the decision, we'll see what they say. But they're trying to come out with it as soon as possible, because obviously there are many cases that mm-hmm. President Trump is involved in, and mainly mm-hmm. the one that this is concerning is his actions on January 6th yeah. and whether or not he engaged in insurrection.
And also it is a presidential election year and there's blood in the water. So yeah. This is important and this is timely. So they are, and they're also I think Jack Smith asked them to do it as soon as possible.
Yeah.
And, they're really trying to speed up the process here.
So you might be wondering,
why is former
President Trump why does he think he's immune from this?
Oh, well, I have a lot of questions about former President Trump. Why does he think he won the election in 2020? Oh, like, why with the yeah, stormy day? Why? Why run for president? You know what I mean?
Yeah, my biggest that I can only answer is, why does he think he's immune? Well, there was a Supreme Court case when former President Nixon was
a whistleblower essentially sued in civil court President yes. Nixon. I forget for what,
and
it doesn't matter.
There were a lot of cases also that were against him at that mm-hmm. time too, like beyond mm-hmm. just that one. Like, I think what my understanding was is that the Supreme Court is concerned that presidents will continuously be sued while they're in office.
It's not that the Supreme Court is concerned. Like, I think that's the side of Trump's lawyers. I was just listening to them.
I think the Supreme Court was concerned in particular with Nixon that he wasn't able to perform his duty involved in all these cases.
Oh, with Nixon. I thought you meant
Not with Trump. I think that with Trump, they will rule against him. But
we can talk about that. So with Nixon, what did they say? Nixon v. Fitzgerald, 1982, Supreme Court said, mm-hmm. President has absolute immunity from civil damages and civil litigation regarding conduct within the outer perimeter of their duties. That's obviously ambiguous and open to interpretation, but essentially you're right. They were worried that a president's day-to-day responsibilities mm-hmm. are going to be affected by whether somebody can, slap them with a lawsuit and drain them of money.
Yeah.
But the thing is, you and I could introduce a lawsuit into civil court. You know what I mean? Like, it's a thing that everyday people can do. Mm-hmm. So, but with criminal litigation, it takes professionals, right? Like, it's a completely different story.
You need more
credibility.
Evidence.
You need connections to the Department of Justice. Like,
yeah,
independent counsel, special counsel.
Against a president.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The reason this is happening the way it is because Jack Smith is dedicated, and we also have Merrick Garland, and we have the Biden administration mm-hmm. pursuing this, and it's a presidential year, and there's a lot to be said here, but this couldn't just happen to anybody for no reason, right? Like,
yeah, and also, mm-hmm. Jack Smith is special counsel for the Department of Justice, if anyone does not know that,
my bad.
No, that's okay. I feel like a lot of people just talk about him with first and last name, but don't yeah. really talk about
yeah. him. So yeah, he was brought in as the independent counsel, mm-hmm. because Merrick Garland can't do it, I think, without bias or whatever. They do this every once in a while for certain investigations. I don't know, like, it can't really...
I think that the Supreme Court will rule against Trump, mostly because I don't think there is a strong enough claim that his actions leading up to January 6th were presidential. Like, he is saying that it was part of his presidential duty to
investigate
to investigate on the election fraud claims and also to, assure people that their claims weren't necessarily, like,
weren't necessarily fraudulent. Like, yeah, like there might be some validity to how to you feel.
Exactly.
And that is it really not?
Like, I don't think that that is, I think it's difficult to make the case that that is your role as president. I think that's a political move. I don't think that's a presidential one that you're making for the good of the United States, you know?
It's inherently a political move, obviously. But like, if he's saying, you know, the people of this country are telling me that they believe I should have won, and there were, like, they're claiming that in certain states, their votes weren't counted, their ballots weren't counted, and they saw that
and
happen.
And you're trying to address those.
Yeah. As the protector of democracy, like, what am I to do, you know?
Like, I still don't, again, I don't know if I believe that that falls within the scope of presidential duty or responsibilities. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, I think that's what the Supreme Court is going to find difficulty with, and the fact that this is criminal. As opposed to a civil lawsuit, yeah.
100%.
Like, this is a completely different ballgame than what Nixon was dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
And I think for that reason, I don't know if these immunity charges have that much validity.
Yeah, I was listening to Trump's lawyer talk about this a little bit, I think, in federal court the Court of Appeals. And he said, you know, what if President Obama had been charged with murder for the drone strikes after 9/11? And, like you know, what do we do if our presidents, cannot operate with some amount of agency and without fear?
Which I understand. I think, though, again, 9/11, January 6th, very different instances. I think 9/11.
Very different instances.
Very, very different. I think 9/11, you know, national security, there's a lot more going on. And I just don't know if I believe that former President Trump was acting in his role as president when he made that speech on January 6th. When he told people, like, we fight like hell. But he also told people to peacefully
and
protest.
Patriotically, yes. Right? So,
I don't know if that is your role as president to say all of that. I think that is, again, you speaking as a politician. And that's what I think
is
the
not
Supreme
immune.
Looking to.
Yeah, I think so too. I actually do fully agree. It's just, it's a little bit messy.
Yeah.
And also, they did say that, you know, it's obviously not just 9/11, right? It's any president ever making any sort of decision. Mm-hmm. If we decide to, I don't know, like anything we do, anything they do in the Situation Room or anything they do where there's going to be contention, there's going to be people who disagree with that political move.
Yeah.
You know, I wonder if all of those things will be under attack after the Supreme Court rules in favor of the Department of Justice.
Sorry. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, that's what they're arguing here,
yeah.
Trump's lawyers.
I think, though, that the Supreme Court can also rule narrowly on this case, potentially.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that in that narrow ruling, they'll be able to avoid some of the broader implications of not giving a president that their due diligence and not giving that president the agency to make those decisions out of fear.
Yeah, so I wonder if they can do, yes, they can. They can do that narrowly while answering the question of broader presidential immunity.
Yeah.
So, that'll be interesting to see.
I think that's all we have for you today.
Thank you so much for listening. We will see you in 2 weeks. And honestly, we probably will cover this again once we hear oral arguments or once the decision comes down.
Yeah.
Which
will hopefully be as soon as possible.
Yeah, so keep your eyes out for that, not just from us, but from major news sources in the next, if you want to listen to those arguments. But thank you for listening.
Bye.